Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. I'm your moderator, Taryn Ashby. Tonight, Senator Judy Schwenk of the 11th Senate District will take your calls and questions on older adult protective services. Senator Schwenk will be joined by the Pennsylvania Secretary of Aging, Jason Kavulich, and Berks County Director of Area Agency on Aging, Jessica Jones. If you would like to join or ask a question, please press star 3 on your keypad to participate. Again, if you'd like to ask a question and join the live, please press star 3 on your keypad at any point. Without further delay, here is the senator.
Ah, thank you, Taryn. Good evening. Hello, everyone. This is State Senator Judy Schwenk, and I'm so glad you took the time to join me this evening to talk about a very important topic. So welcome to our telephone town hall. And this, you know, we've sent out calls to all of our constituents within the 11th Senate District, and I'd like to thank everyone who is taking time out of their busy to participate. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate you being here tonight. You'll hear us say this a lot, but if you'd like to ask a question at any time during our discussion, press star 3 on your phone. As Taryn said, this evening we'll be discussing older adult protective services. It's really important to me that seniors in our area understand what resources exist at both the state and county level to help us as we age. We're seeing a growing need for senior services all over the Commonwealth, all over the state. And two folks joining me tonight for this discussion do a great job looking at our seniors. I consider them both great friends to all Pennsylvanians, and I'd like to welcome them now, and I'll start with our Secretary of Aging, Jason Kavulich. Welcome, Secretary.
Senator, thank you so much for this forum, and thank you so much for all that you do for older Pennsylvanians each and every day. We couldn't do it without your support and the support of others, making sure that we have the resources that we need to make sure that we're keeping older adults safe and providing services for them. Just for everyone's knowledge, the Department of Aging is not the largest department in state government. Though we are responsible for older adults in Pennsylvania, people over the age of 60, and we are responsible for not Medicaid services, but the Older Americans Act services, which means that anyone over the age of 60 falls into this category of being able to get services from an area agency on aging, from the Department of Aging, or one of the programs the Department of Aging monitors. That is 3.4 million older Pennsylvanians. That is, individuals that live in every part of Pennsylvania, nearly 27% of our population. One of the most important things that we do as part of our work under the Older Americans Act is we investigate reports of need. Those reports of need are reports of older adults who are victim of abuse, neglect, or exploitation. And that number is nearly 58,614 last year alone. Of reports that we received, over 40,000 investigations done by the 52 area agencies on aging, an incredible scope of work that really is designed to make sure that we are doing our best to investigate abuse, exploitation, and neglect cases everywhere across Pennsylvania, not only protecting older adults, but making sure that we make them as whole as possible after they're victimized with services and supports and connections in their communities. It is incredibly important work, and we could not do it without our 52 area agencies on aging, the real boots on the ground each and every day. And we couldn't do it without champions like Jessica Jones, one of the finest directors that we have in our AAA network. Jess, I'm going to turn it over to you, and thank you for being with me today, and thank you for what you and your team do each and every day.
Thank you, Secretary, and thank you, Senator Schwenk. Senator Schwenk is always a great advocate for Berks County seniors, and I always appreciate her advocacy and her support. She's always been a very avid advocate of the area agencies on aging, and I'd like to really recognize that. And thanks also to you, Secretary, for everything that you've done for us in these last couple of years of your service. As the Secretary mentioned, we are one of 52 area agencies on aging in Pennsylvania. We currently, really the role of the Area Agencies on Aging is to kind of maintain that sort of pulse in our community and serve what is needed, because every community in Pennsylvania is a little different. And Berks County is really a peppering of a lot of different aspects. We have some very rural and urban areas. So we definitely, within our communities, need to learn how we use our funding to support needs like the Protective Services Program and many of the other programs that we receive funding for in Pennsylvania. And before I talk even a little more about Protective Services, I do want to just mention that as the Area Agency on Aging, there's a lot of programs that we do support, and I feel like I need to sort of give a plug to those programs. Is that okay, Senator?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. So really, you know, our home and community-based services, which is under what we call our options program, and that is really giving individuals sort of options to remain in their home and receive limited care plans and services through caregivers to really help maintain their independence in the community. We also have our caregiver support program, which helps to just that, support our caregivers in the community. And as we all know, caregivers in a lot of these situations are key to making these individuals safe and successful in the community, and that their needs are all met. We also support programs like the local senior centers here in Berks County. Berks, we have several contracts with three different providers that provide our local senior centers. You can certainly go to berksaging.gov and you can look at our current services as it relates to the senior centers and the locations throughout Berks County. We also help to support a couple other programs, and these programs, I'm really just scratching the surface, but we do have the Ombudsman Program, which is an advocacy program that supports individuals in nursing facilities. We also help to support the PA Medi Program, which is the insurance counseling program that is primarily for us in Berks, run out of the different senior centers, but it provides that insurance counseling for individuals, especially at the time of open enrollment. But what we're here to really talk about today is Protective Services, and I just want to touch a little bit on the landscape in aging and how the things we're seeing and the changes. The scope of what we're doing and the scope of the people that we're supporting in Protective Services, these are individuals 60 years of age or older. And we are, as the Secretary mentioned, really seeing an increase in the amount of individuals that we are serving. And, you know, I think some of it is really because we are seeing more and more of our population that are turning that age 60 and over. Everyone also thinks that, you know, when Protective Services becomes involved in situations, that it's a bad thing. And it really isn't, but there are difficult situations and there are difficult cases that we have to deal with at times, but our role as the Area Agency on Aging and our trained workers, their roles are really that of advocacy. We have these roles where we develop care plans with individuals, we support them, we try to identify what their needs are and really provide some education on what they can do to help stay safe and independent in the community. Because everyone kind of often thinks, oh, the Area Agency on Aging is involved and they're, you know, Protective Services and they're going to take you out of their home. That is the absolute last thing that we ever want to do. We want to keep people safe in the care that they choose. So is that, do they choose to have care in a facility? Do they choose to have care in their home? We want to keep them safe in that particular environment. And more what we're seeing, and this is a sort of a big national shift, is more people are staying at home to receive that care and support and services. And so what happens is I think we're seeing also just this growing demand in the home and community-based services and supporting those individuals. So we're also then seeing a growing demand where protective services may become involved to help individuals make some better choices. Why don't I kind of stop there, and then I'll, if there's anything else you want me to particularly, you know, elaborate on.
Oh, sure. And any of these questions can be, you know, answered by either of you. But one question I have, Jessica, is what triggers protective services, and what exactly are they? Are we talking about guardianship? Are we talking about, you know, making financial decisions for people? Are we protecting people from, you know, from scams, which all of us are, you know, highly alerted to? Can you talk about that a bit? How do you get to that point?
Sure. So I think the most important thing to remember is that anyone can call our office with concerns, okay, about an older adult, an individual in the community, or wherever they reside. There is a certain criteria that we look at in order to determine if we're going to conduct what we call an investigation. So we may get a report of alleged financial exploitation, which we're seeing a large uptick of that in the state, and actually even at the national level, we're seeing a lot more financial exploitation. And financial exploitation can be anything from, exploitation by a family member, to exploitation, like you mentioned, Senator, about scams. And so as we conduct that investigation and make a determination on if the scam is occurring, does the older adult have the ability to understand how to either, A, stop the scam, do they have the ability to perhaps secure their finances? Do we need to help them make a police report? Do we need to help them maybe appoint a power of attorney because they need a family member that maybe could help make some decisions for them or monitor their finances appropriately? Protective services, and when you talk about like guardianships and things like that, that is kind of a very far extreme of what we do in protective services. There's a whole lot more that comes before that, and, you know, there's a very limited amount of cases that even end up with someone that maybe needs a financial guardian to help make decisions. We are always doing our very best here in Berks County, and I know across the Commonwealth, to really try the least restrictive options for individuals to ensure that their needs are being met and that, like, for example, their finances are secure.
Okay, that's helpful to understand that, and I'm glad that you explained the fact that guardianship is like the ultimate.
Right.
You know, that is very rarely, or we want it, we wish it to be very rarely implemented. Secretary, one of the things that I've been looking at and reading a lot about is solo agers, or, you know, which I think is defined as individuals who maybe they don't have any living children or family, or they're very far away. They may not have a network of friends. They are independent now, living on their own, but we all know that at some point we decline. In many ways, we all would love to be as active, as vital, right up to our last minute, but that's not always the case. Can you talk a little bit about that, Secretary, as well as what you're seeing in terms of the need for protective services? And let me remind everybody to hit *3 if you have a question. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Secretary. Go for it.
Sorry, managing my mute button. That's quite all right, Senator. Solo agers it is a concern for older adults, you know, that are aging alone, that are aging in, you know, isolation, but may not be, you know, living in social isolation. There are ways we can continue to keep them connected in our communities. And that is the first point, and that's really essential for us to think about. If you're not connected and you don't have a network, Our area agencies on aging and our all of our counties and all of our service areas run over 485 senior centers. It's an easy place for you to make connectivity, make friends, get connections, get connected to support. Our area agencies on aging and other services throughout our Commonwealth are building villages. Villages is a concept, a nonprofit concept that keeps people living in a neighborhood and a community connected through making sure that individuals can help each other with tasks. You know, something as simple as taking out the garbage, sometimes even changing a light bulb and a ceiling fan. You know, so there are ways that we're going to keep people who are living, you know, in as a solo ager, as you put it, Senator, connected. But, you know, when you look at some of our protective services cases, and what we're looking at is that, you know, many of these solo agers are females, and 60% of the victims in our system, in our protective services cases are females. So it's part of the population that we have to be aware of and cognizant of. That, you know, unfortunately, you know, predators like just described to us, those who are looking to financially exploit and those who are looking to target older adults, they look for certain categories. They look for individuals that meet certain criteria. You know, I literally just had a call earlier this week from a friend of mine who I worked with for, you know, nearly 30 years. She's in her 80s. She lives alone. She's a widower. Her children live out of town. And she was contacted by someone to buy her house for cash. So, you know, she had the wherewithal to pick up the phone and call me. Others need to hear these stories. We need to continue to make sure people know. Pick up the phone and call. It doesn't have to meet the criteria to be a protective services investigation, but an area agency on aging, another community member, a senator's office like yours, who does a wonderful constituent service, will get you connected, will help keep you safe. Have the conversation. You're not alone. There are many people who are experiencing the same calls, the same and the same targeting that you are. We want you to be prepared and feel safe and know that there's people out there with your best interest that, you know, want to make sure that you are protected any way possible. But you know, like I said, and like Jessica said, financial exploitation for the first time has taken over as the number one reported case in Pennsylvania. 32% of our cases, financial exploitation. And then that falls back to, you know, self-neglect being the most substantiated case, and that oftentimes is a symptom of those solos, you know, those individuals living by themselves. So, you know, it is a very important segment of the population for us to you know, watch, Senator. It's an important part of the population for us to support. But the most important thing that people need to know is, we're here to support you to live in the community of your choice with the services that you deserve and give you the dignity and respect so that you can grow old gracefully in that community and make sure that you, you know, live the life that you want to with the independence that you deserve.
That's very comforting, certainly, to hear. Let me remind everyone that if you do have a question, just hit *3. And we'll stop. We'd like your questions. We'd like to hear what you're interested in, what you're concerned about. I think many of the folks that may be on this call are seniors themselves, or they may be the children of, you know, seniors that are concerned and wonder what's available to them in the community. And we've talked about some of those things. Secretary, you know, protective services has been in the news a lot lately. Now, you've talked about the financial exploitation, but I know you're looking at some maybe different models of dealing with this. What do you predict is going to, you know, will happen in the future, certainly? What are we preparing for in terms of a Commonwealth and to make sure that we get the resources to our AAAs, our Area Offices of Aging? Why has protective services become a topic of interest lately?
Protective services is a topic of interest because we in Pennsylvania do a great job with it. And we are in many ways ahead of so many states in the work that we do, both at the department level and the area agency on aging level. You know, we have a robust network that, you know, handles thousands of investigations each year, makes individuals whole, and really does our very best to protect. But we can't do it alone. When you're talking about over 3.4 million, one in three of us, we can't do it alone. And what we have done and what we announced this week and what I'm very proud to say, Berks County was one of our selected AAAs, that will participate in this program is we are launching a series of elder justice multidisciplinary teams throughout this Commonwealth. These teams are multidisciplinary in nature, meaning they consist of the district attorney's office, the area agency on aging, local law enforcement, local medical professionals, victim services, you know, older adults themselves that have been victimized, the banking community, individuals and service organizations that are invested and interested in protecting older adults, gathering together to make sure they're breaking down complex cases and complex problems to find solutions for those victims, to make sure that we get them connected to the resources that they need, to go back and make sure if there's a way to make them whole, that we do that. These are the things that we have been doing at the department, and we're doing it in partnership with our area agencies on aging, who do the work each and every day out there in the field. And you know, I'm proud to say Berks County was one of our selected, you know, areas that we are going to be building out one of these teams. There's only 5 teams that we're building out right now, but other teams are popping out throughout the state without the resources. The resources that we're providing is technical support from a national perspective. We are partnering with Weill Cornell Medical School. The medical college has been an expert in this area for many years. They have internationally and nationally renowned physicians working with them, geriatricians who have expertise in the field of elder justice. They have worked in New York. They've worked in California. The United States Department of Justice recognizes their work as some of the most important work that's being done in this space. And they're partnering with us here in Pennsylvania to make sure that we build out an advanced system to address these needs, these complex cases, and really do some groundbreaking work together to change and push back on some of this, you know, some of the terrible things that are happening up there. But again, the important thing is to focus on is that we're not doing this alone. We're doing this together. We're doing this in partnership. We can't be more pleased to say that the Attorney General's office has been behind us on making sure that they're supporting this endeavor in communities, building this out on not just the local community level, but finding a pathway to build this out on the state level so that we can improve policy and support the work being done down on the community level.
I applaud you and your team in Harrisburg for, you know, being on the cutting edge in terms of addressing these kinds of problems. And I really like the idea that you do have national resources. I've heard of the Weill Cornell Center and the fact that geriatricians, which are becoming very scarce in terms of physicians that focus on elders, and the fact that there's local and statewide resources too. Jessica, I'm proud that we're going to have a team here. What's it going to look like in Berks County? Can you talk about that?
So at this point, our team is more of it's going to be a regional with Berks, Lehigh, and Lancaster counties. So at this point, we're in the beginning stages of beginning to look at sort of those individuals that we're going to ask initially to be on those teams. And people that we will ask that we have in our local communities, other providers, you know, so that, like the secretary mentioned, it could be anything from maybe it's some of the hospitals even being on a team like this, or a hospital up in Lehigh County, you know, and like he said, he mentioned the district attorney's office, law enforcement. So we're trying to kind of develop a good cadre of individuals to participate in this, and commit the time in order to help us through some of these cases. Because, like he mentioned, some of these situations, I shouldn't call them cases, I should call them situations, they are very complex. And some of the complexities, and really, what happens is we're not addressing we need to address the complexities of things and recognize that not everything for everyone can be the same, because every single situation we come in contact with is different in some way or another, and sort of the players in the situation. So really, I think the goal of these teams is to really look at, focus on what's out there available for people so we can continue to maintain those goals of independence and even continuity around the types of services we're providing.
We've focused a lot on financial malpractice or, wrongdoing. Is there anything else in terms of protecting vulnerable elders that we should be talking about here? Are we focused in these teams, are these focused primarily on financial situations?
Well, I think, Senator, some of the things that are happening that, people have, sometimes we don't talk about, because it's not nice, it's not a nice topic. The second most substantiated kind of cases in Pennsylvania, those that are the cases that the Agency on Aging have determined to be true incidences of abuse and neglect, are by caregivers. So caregiver neglect is our second highest substantiation rate in Pennsylvania, next to self-neglect. And that says something about not just, thinking about it in terms of professional caregivers, because that's a small percentage of the population. When you look at loved ones and family members, and many of these individuals, are stressed out, and many of these individuals are at their wit's end. And that's why Pennsylvania, thanks to the General Assembly, was able to have the resources to build out the PA Care Kit, our Pennsylvania Caregiver Toolkit, that you can look at the Department of Aging's website and our Area Agencies on Aging website for links. That helps caregivers. Before you get to that point of burnout, before you get to that point of, I don't know what I'm going to do, there's an online resource. If you don't want to call someone, if you don't want to talk to somebody, you can go online, you can look at it. And one of the great things on that in that toolkit is a test or a survey that you take for yourself. And you get a personalized answer back to you in your email, and it tells you what level of stress you're at, and then recommends to you things that you can do to help lower that level of stress and places you can get connected to lower that level of stress. So,
And get the help, right? Get the help
absolutely.
You need.
That's right. We don't want to see us get to a caregiver neglect situation. But, when to your point, Senator, there are self-neglect cases, and those are those individuals that, for either capacity reason or for another reason, have not taken care of themselves. But we do have to remember, too, and this is still something that really we all struggle with, people have the right to make choices. So long as an older adult has the capacity to make choices and there's no physician in saying that this older adult's decision-making is compromised, you can make bad choices. We don't have to agree with them. We don't have to like them. But we have to support your right to make them. And that is an essential part of the advocacy that Jessica spoke about earlier, essential part of the Older Americans Act, that we're there to protect your rights to make choices, too. And we're there to make sure that we can support you where you need to be supported. Or if you don't want us around, you can tell us, and we'll walk away, but we will always come back if you need us. And then you get into other cases like emotional abuse and physical abuse, which thankfully are the lower numbers, in Pennsylvania, abandonment, sexual harassment, sexual abuse. Thankfully, they are the lower numbers in Pennsylvania. But our top numbers are self-neglect, caregiver neglect, financial exploitation, and they're the ones that we need to really continue to push back and make sure that we're providing services and supports to those people for in a big way.
And that's why those teams that you've put together are so important. I understand we have a question. Go ahead. We have a caller with a question.
All righty. We're going to go live with Diane. Diane, you're live.
Hi, Diane. Are you there, Diane? Hello? I hear something, but I guess maybe we lost her. Maybe she will call back in. As soon as I know that I have a caller, I will make sure that I address it. Are you there?
All right. I think she just dropped the call, so we can go live with Seth. Seth, you're live.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. Go ahead.
I was a little confused there. The reason I'm calling, I wondered, you know, when people are in crisis and there's a lot going on and a lot of people involved, is there one number that they can put on the refrigerator or something to say, oh, I can call these people and they will help me start to begin getting information and beginning to get help? Is there something simple people can do so they can remember in those difficult times? Thank you.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah, and I would suggest you put the number of our local area agency on aging best. So that is 610-478-6500. And you can get someone, even if it's after hours, you can certainly leave a message. We will call you back. But that is probably your key number to call, just to begin to get some information on some of those resources, or even if you have concerns about an individual. Because the one thing I always say to people is, if you have concerns about someone, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's a family member, it doesn't necessarily mean, just because you call us, it does not mean that you have figured out the whole puzzle and the whole situation. You know, that is part, you know, at times that may be our role depending on where, you know, what the needs are and what we discuss with the caller. So you can call us and have those discussions. We have intake workers that are trained to kind of walk through process. And the other thing I wanted to mention, the secretary talked about the caregiver toolkits, and I know some of our local senior centers and libraries have now gotten the toolkits in the mail, too. So they are available there, too.
That's a great point. Thanks for backing me up on that, Jess. One thing that I do have to say is to the, you know, I agree with Jessica. Your number one place to call is your local area agency on aging. And for those that are hesitant to, there is a 24-hour statewide abuse helpline, and that number is 1-800-490-8505. And that's available to you 24/7, 365 days a year. But the real help and the real support does come at the community level, and that's why connectivity to your area agency on aging is so very important.
Secretary, can you say that number again, please?
Absolutely. It's 1-800-490-8505.
8505. I'm writing this down myself, and I didn't get it right. So thank you for repeating it. I think we have some more questions as well on the line. Go ahead, please.
Yes, and just quick for a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, press *3 on your phone at any time. I believe Diane is back. Diane, what is your question?
Okay, my question is, I have a friend in another state who is concerned about her sister-in-law who clearly has memory issues, but she is feeling powerless because of the distance to deal with her sister's issues. What can I do to help her, to guide her in a direction that can be effective?
Good question,
well,
too.
It's a great question. And, you know, and again, there's several points you can call, always. You know, your friend can call. Your friend can call and, well, you know, you can call too and say, let's just say your friend's family lived in Maryland or a place like New Jersey. You know, we can help get you contact information. You know, you can always call the Department of Aging's front desk, 717-783-1550. During normal business hours, we have that desk manned. So you can talk to a live person, not a bot, and they can help get you the number. I know for a fact, without even being in the same room as Jess, that you call her office, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to help you find the number that you need, find the resources. We can't maybe do the direct help, but we can get you to we can get you a warm handoff to the place where you need to go.
That's good information to have. And that kind of a situation seems to me wouldn't be unusual. We have relatives and family far-flung, right, and friends, and you kind of recognize that things are going awry, that something's not right, and you wonder what to do. So thanks, Diane, for bringing that question forward. Do you want to add anything else to it, Jessica?
I think, you know, we've done, just to give her an example, we have situations where we have families that are calling us about someone out of state, and we do everything we can to kind of connect you to someone in that next state. In order to, you know, there are some national connections that we can work with to get some information and help families generally to connect with, even though it may not be a local area agency on aging, it's because each state is sort of set up differently, we can definitely work with that connection.
Thanks. It's good to know that locally we do that as well. Karen, do we have more questions or callers?
Yes, we do, Senator. Our next caller is John C. John, what's your question?
I was wondering if you had any kind of help on life insurance.
Information on where to get life insurance.
Life insurance.
Secretary or Jessica, can you help us there? We need more information.
Are you, well, life insurance? Is that what they said?
Life insurance.
Yes.
You know, we don't deal in insurance, but I can tell you if you contact our office, we can connect you to our insurance commission. You know, Commissioner Humphreys serves in the Governor's Health Hub with myself and Secretary Arcushion, Secretary Bogan, Secretary Davis Jones. We can get you connected to the Department of Insurance, and they can help you. But also, they'll look to trusted sources like AARP for products like that, places that you know you can trust, places that you know can work with you. AARP is a great resource that serves, you know, millions of Pennsylvanians, you know, too. Not that I'm plugging or working for them. I'm trying to be very careful with how I balance that out. But, you know, that's just one example of many trusted resources that you can tap into that can help you solve that. Jess, I don't know your local landscape well enough, but maybe a connection to your Chamber of Commerce too, that always is you know, a good way to do that.
Right.
Good ideas. Thank you. And Taryn, is there another one? I believe there is.
Yes. So next, we're going to go live with Elizabeth from Shillington. Elizabeth, what's your question?
Hi, I'm wondering if you have any financial resources or subsidies for caregivers or services for senior citizens who want to age in their home, like payment subsidies to caregivers, subsidies for meals, anything of that nature.
Sure. We do actually have a lot. You actually touched on a bunch of different things, Elizabeth, that we have available. So our home-delivered meals program, that is one program that, you know, as long as you're meeting the criteria for the home-delivered meals program, you can receive that program at no fee. You can make a donation towards the program if you would like, but you have to have a certain level of criteria in order to meet that need. As far as caregiver subsidies, we don't really call them caregiver subsidies, but we do have some. When I talked earlier about home and community-based services, those services, so we look at individuals, we look at their care needs, and then based upon that care needs, we work with them to develop what we call our care plans. And depending on the individual's monthly, we tend to look at the monthly income and we look at that income, and then there's a cost share that goes along with it. And so that would help us to develop a care plan for like caregiver services that come in the home. So that could be someone that's helping you maybe prep meals, do some bathing, dressing, grooming, those sorts of things to help you remain independent. So we have some provider agencies that do that here in Berks County. And then also it's important for me to mention our caregiver support program. So the caregiver support program is something that we have that is, again, a statewide program. But how it is run in Berks County is you can call us at that main number I gave you earlier, the 610-478-6500 number. And that actually can help, again, based on household income, and that can help to reimburse some caregiving costs. It may be things around respite type of services, which would be like maybe having a caregiver come in the home, and other types of services and supports that you may have expenses that you incur as the caregiver for an individual. Does that kind of answer what you were looking for, Elizabeth?
Sorry, Jessica, I believe her call dropped out, so she won't be able to respond.
Okay.
Jessica, if people have more questions, you know, that's the bread and butter, really, isn't it, of the area Office of Aging.
Right.
That if they have more questions, they can call. And like you said, many of these things are, you have to have certain criteria or qualifications in order to access them. But many of your services are not necessarily that way at all, correct?
Right. So, you know, it just really depends upon the services, and it depends upon what you're looking, you know, the type of need that you have. You know, beyond that, when we talked earlier about, you know, we also have case management available for individuals, people that are struggling in the community, that really isn't at any cost to them, but it can help them maybe on a short-term basis to work through a need, and help to do evaluations. We can come out and do evaluations, which there's no cost for that, to have a worker come out and sort of do what we call our assessments, to really kind of look at the overall picture. While our assessors do a specific type of form, they're also trained to kind of look at the overall need and be able to talk to people about, oh, well, if you need help with this, then we can make a referral to that. Or here's the information on how we can begin to get you connected with something like a home-delivered meal. So, you know, that's a great point, Senator, that, you know, it's not always an income-based or means-tested type of service.
So, I just want to jump in and add one thing. You know, the one challenge that we have when we're asked a question like that is that our system isn't like other systems. Other systems is pretty black and white what you qualify for, what you can get. Our system is person-centered, meaning that our system is about you as the individual calling and connecting to our offices and seeing what we can do to help you. And there's no cookie-cutter answer. There's no template for how we do that. So while we have, like Justin has described to you, countless ways we can help, intervene, support, you know, we can't do that without you initializing the call, you making that approach to an area agency on aging, and our incredibly qualified workers sitting down and talking to you about what's going to help you and what's going to, you know, fill your needs so that you can live in your community.
I am so glad and heartened to hear, and I knew some of this, of course, but how unique our system is for aging services, that it is very individualized. It's all about the human that needs the services, and I've certainly met some of the workers that do that case management. They are very caring and very, very intuitive about the kinds of situations that some seniors may find themselves in that could that if they got the help when they needed it, could continue to maintain their independence. So thank you both for managing a system and making a system that actually really serves people well. I truly appreciate that. Taryn, is there another question, or did we run out of them now?
Nope. Still some callers, Senator. So our next caller is going to be Karen. Karen from Cookstown, what's your question?
Good evening, everyone. My first question is directed to you, Senator Schwenk. Is it possible for your office to compile a list of the different local agencies for the aging with the phone numbers that you could post on your website?
Of course it is. That's something, yes, we could do. And it's a great idea, Karen. I'm writing notes as you're, you know, talking about that. And, you know, I go ahead, Jen.
I would encourage anyone to visit our website, too, because that's going to give you, even though it talks about our services and the things that we provide, there's a lot of general information on the www.berkspa.gov that will give you a lot of really good information around local providers that may provide in-home services, medical alert systems, you know, like the specialized buttons, those sorts of things. So, you know, I would also encourage anyone, certainly Senator Schwenk, if, you know, if there's anything you would need from us to develop a little more with something like that, but also looking on our website, there's a lot there. And I think there's pretty much on the Department of Aging's website, too.
I was just going to say to save your constituent service team a whole lot of time, Senator. They're all, every area agency on aging, their number is connected to our website, which is www.pa.gov/aging. And that's www.pa.gov/aging. You can find any number for an area agency on aging. And the PA Care Kit, which I mentioned earlier, also connects you to the resources through numbers, too, if you're looking for a specific service. The PA Care Kit's a great resource. So one thing we want to make sure we're doing is flood you with information to make sure that you can get navigated to the service that you need. And we also have the PA Link, which is 1-800-753-8827, and that's the PA Disabilities, Aging and Disabilities Resource Center. You can always call the link and get a warm handoff to where you may need services too. So lots of ways to help you. There's no wrong door. Just take one of the doors, and hopefully we can get you connected quickly to what you need.
Thank you both for saving us some work here. But you know what I will do is on my website, put your numbers in some of those, you know, links that you talked about. We'll make that available on senatorschwenk.com.
Thanks.
You know, it's people, you're right. There should be no wrong door. You should be able to get the information you need in many, many ways, because I believe people get frustrated. And for those of us that aren't digital natives, that weren't born with cell phones in our hands, it's not always easy to get through all of this stuff and figure out how to, you know, get the information that you need. So I greatly appreciate the fact that you do make that available. Good work. Karen, is there another question?
Yes, we're going to go live with Gail from Fleetwood. Gail, what's your question?
I was just curious if there is this or any of these advantages are available both in Berks County and maybe Lehigh County.
A lot of
Jessica, you want to jump in?
Yeah, a lot of the services and programs are mirrored across Pennsylvania. So some of the processes may be slightly different, but for the most part, you're going to see a lot of the same services and supports.
Jessica, just to follow up on Gail's question,
Fleetwood is kind of in the northern part of the county. You know,
right.
It's not far from Reading, but maybe it's closer for her if she's a Fleetwood RD to go to Lehigh County. Is there any reason why you can't call any office in the state and get services if necessary, or at least be referred? For example, if you wanted case management, you might need to use a Berks County case manager,
right.
But they could get you in touch. How does that work?
So that is, you know, we kind of have our county lines, so to speak. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
We serve, and that's a great point, Senator, especially when you're looking at some of these outlying areas that are touching other counties. We serve individuals who reside in Berks County. So basically all of our funding, all of the services that we're providing serve the individuals in Berks. And then, so like if you refer to Lehigh County, you know, that you would have to be a Lehigh resident in order to get access services through Lehigh County as it relates to maybe their home and community-based services.
Okay. So that does matter. And
correct.
You need to, but you would refer people to the right county no matter
absolutely.
What.
Absolutely. Like,
if
we
counties.
Find out, right. And that doesn't mean that, like, let's say someone's looking for information on nursing facility placement for an individual, and they live kind of on that county line. That does not mean that we can't say to them, you know, okay, these are some of the ones near you in Berks that maybe you would want to place your loved one. But, you know, we're also aware that, you know, there's these couple places that are close to the Berks County line in maybe the Boyertown area, you know, going into Montgomery County or maybe in the Lehigh County area, you know, going into Lehigh. So it's not like we're completely in a bubble in being able to provide some of that information.
And again, back to the no wrong door. And I know, knowing Jessica as well as I do, and knowing J.R. Lehigh County as well as I do, you're not going to call their offices and someone's going to say to you, that's not our county. They're going to help you get where you need to go and make sure that you have the support in doing that. And that if you're not just given a phone number, you're given a connection.
Well said. Thank you, Secretary. Karen, can we take another call if we have one?
Absolutely. We're going to go live with Veronica M. Veronica, what's your question?
Hi, how are you today, Ms. Schwenk? Thank you for answering my question. Good. Yes, I voted for you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I saw you at the parade on Kutztown Road, too. I believe you were marching. Is there any other place other than the Social Security office that someone who, such as myself, who will be 66, but I'm going to wait to retire till I'm 67, other than the Social Security office that can help you with navigating through all of this Medicare and all of the stuff that you got to get to go with it? Plan A, Plan B, Plan C, Plan D. It's so confusing. And then I don't know if it costs anything or do you got to go to someone special? Because at the Social Security office, I went down there and I had to whisper. And then you didn't feel like you were treated as a person. You know, someone who can talk to someone such as myself, who is kind of thick-headed, and help me understand the ins and outs of retirement. I'm just wondering.
Good question.
Well, you want to take it? I mean, we both want to jump in here because we do have such a good answer. You want to take it?
Sure. And I'm sure the Secretary want to expound on this, but I would recommend, so we have a contract with Berks Encore, okay, to provide our what we call the PA Medi services. So I had referenced that earlier in the call about help with insurance and some of those choices. So I would recommend that if you need some help with that, to contact Berks Encore directly, and as I'm talking, I'm trying to look this phone number up, and of course the internet is not cooperating with me. Here it is. It's 610-374-3195. And they have trained individuals that can certainly help you, because that absolutely is a very overwhelming sort of thought and process that you have to go through. So I would recommend calling Berks Encore because they have those individuals. And then, I don't know, Secretary, if you want to talk about the main, there also is the main hotline number too, right?
Well, actually, you gave her the best number for her, so we'll stick with that because it's only going to bounce her back to Encore. But
okay.
I do, Jeff, that's great. Thank you for yeah, like I said, we both knew this was a good answer. PA Medi is an incredible service, and it's not, you're not thick-headed. I want to make sure you don't say that about yourself. This is a hard thing, like Jeff said. This is a hard process. I know my old CFO, who retired from my previous job, handled hundreds of millions of dollars. He used PA Medi. My own dad used PA Medi. These individuals are volunteers. They're incredibly well-trained. They're the best in the country, and they're going to guide you through a really difficult process and give you the choices that you want. To pick the plan that works best for you.
And you don't have to pay for it. That's an important point to make.
Correct.
Great point.
So, thank you. That was a great question and a great way to kind of end our conversation. This kept us going. It certainly has, you know, been diverse in terms of all the questions, but you two are both experts. So, Jessica Jones, thank you. Thank you for what you do. I so appreciate you, as well as Secretary Kovulich. It's just wonderful working with you as well, to know that there are individuals that are out there that really do have the best interests of senior citizens, our elder population at heart, and talk about the dignity and about the fact that we're not children. We do have our own agency. We can make our own decisions, but health also is important. So I'm so glad you're there. And Taryn, thank you. Thank you to all of our callers. Really appreciated your questions. And for everybody, if you were just listening in and gave me some suggestions of things that we can do. If we didn't have a chance to answer a question or to answer your questions, you can leave your question on voicemail for me, and we'll get back to you, or you can call our office tomorrow. My office is 610-929-2151, or visit my website, senatorschwenk.com. Thank you again for joining us, everybody, and good night.